The last few weeks we've been discussing with a show ale. Simply speaking, we thought that a borrower, if you borrow something and you're not paying, you're chayiv for anything that happens to it. Except we said, mesa machzim olacha, like the Gemara says. But the last few weeks we've seen that there's exceptions. There are times where a person could be chayiv. We talked about a sefer Torah. You borrowed the sefer Torah in return for fixing the mistakes. We said that made you a socher, and you're really patur from an onus because you're like a shomer sachar. And we had different hetayrim. So we spoke that, you know, someone mentioned after the last year that it seems a tough thing to lend your property out because there's so many loopholes. That as soon as there's an achlokas, because you could say kimli, the different things we've spoken about, and you're not going to lend your expensive items out because you might not get it back, and there isn't always a surety that you'll be able to make a claim, even though he's borrowing it. So the question is, what can you do to upgrade the shmira, upgrade the responsibility? In the past, we've spoken about downgrading. Probably in the beginning, we spoke that you can agree to watch something on the condition that you don't want to take responsibility. Somebody asks you to watch something in the airport and you don't want to have any responsibility for anything. You say, look, I don't want to have any responsibility. So we said it could be even that you're part of from Pshia, except for going to the Rambam, the Pshia is like a Masik. So it's simple to downgrade your responsibility. Tonight I'd like to talk about what you need to do to upgrade your responsibility. What the owner needs to do to upgrade the borrower's responsibility or any other shomer's responsibility is, can you say, I'll lend you my car, my computer, my mixmaster on the condition that even if it breaks, machlas melacha, even though it breaks while in normal use, which would normally make you pater as a shoel, I want you to be chayiv anyway. Right, that's the question. And the secondary question is, in case where you're not even a shoel, where you become a shomer socher or a socher, where you rented it because you're giving something in return, can I tell you, I'm going to give you this sefer Torah, the car, whatever it is, that would only make you a shomer socher, on the condition that you'll be responsible to pay for everything across the board. Now, the case we'll focus on, which is really peripheral, but it's a third issue, and that's the case I emailed. Rabbi Spitz has this case in his sefer that Reuven borrowed an empty dira for Shabbos. He was had a simcha in the neighborhood, and the Bali Simcha found an apartment, a dira, for him to stay in. Not an apartment, that was owned. And he wasn't paying anything, which was staying there for as a shoel. And that Shabbos was during the 10 years ago, during the Iraq War, and the Scuds came, and they caused great damage to the apartment over to that dira over Shabbos. Is the shoel responsible to pay? Let's start with the second Gemara on the handout, the Gemara B'Metzia, Nun Vava Med Aleph. We had this Gemara before. Eile Devarim She'en Lohem Onah, the following items are not subject to the rules of Onah. Right, that was last year's topic, that if you overprice or underprice something you're selling or renting, is it in the Onah? But the following items are not subject to the rules of Onah. And they are Ha'avadim, slaves, Hashtaros, documents, notes. We talked about a passport when we were talking about this issue, if you borrowed someone's passport. Hakarkos, if you're watching someone's passport. Hakarkos, land, real estate, the Hekdashis and Hekdash. Elam Tashlami Kefil, the din of Kefil doesn't apply to these types of items, and not Tashlami Abar Vachamisha, and what's Negeya, us. Shamechinam Eir Nishba, a Shamechinam does not have to swear if he is watching someone's karka or shtar. Benosi Sachar, Eir Nishalim, and a Shamer Sachar, who was watching one of these items that got stolen, or some other way they got ruined, he's not chayiv to pay for it. And the Gemara says it applies to all four shomrim, that there's no din of payment for karka or hekdesh. The Gemara has a kasha that there's a brisa, if you recall, it was a whole brisa, they were taking the maxis of shekel to Eretz Yisrael and it got stolen along the way, And the Gemara there is mashma that the Gizbar, the Shliach, was Chayiv. So the Gemara finally answers on the test, Amar Lei Hokim Avsheshes Bishakonim Yado. That's talking where the Edom there had made a kinyan to be Chayiv, even though they were watching the Hektish, but they made a kinyan to make themselves Chayiv, Chinom Rav Yochanan Bishakonim Yado. That even though we have a rule that Hektish is Patur, there's no din of Shmira by Hektish, but if you make a Kinyan, then you're Chayiv. Right? That's din Hektish, and will be the same thing with Karka and Ishtar. Now Tosfos asks a Kasha from another Gemara in Bava Metzia, Tzadi Dalal Amid Aleph, top of the page. We were talking about upgrading your responsibilities. So Tana the Raisa says, Masna Shamar Socher Lias Keshoel. A Shamar Socher can make a Tanai that he'll be chayim like a Shoel. He'll be chayim for anything that happens. I'll pay you to wash my item, but I want you to be chayim even for an onus, so the Shoel can make such a Tanai. The Gemara says, how do you make such a Tanai? Just with words? Don't make a kinyan, because halachas, how can you make a binding commitment just by saying you'll be like a shoel? So Amr Shmuel said, the same thing as we just said, you have to make a kinyan. But Rav Yochanan himself says, you can even say it's talking where they did not make a kinyan. But the kanofik, like call it the Inish Menemnehu, with the benefit that the Shomer receives by people seeing that he's trustworthy, that this person gave him this item to watch, he makes himself meshubed even without making a kin. Right? So Tosfos asks a steer in Rav Yochanan. When it came to Karka and Hektish, Rav Yochanan said the only way the Shomer can upgrade his responsibility is by making a kinyan. And Rav Yochanan himself holds, and that's why we paskin, that for a Shomer's Sochar to upgrade his responsibility to be like a Shoel, he doesn't have to make a kinyan. The fact that people trust him, that's enough to make him want to be Meshuvah, even though he cannot make a kinyan. So why don't we say the same thing by the Karka? That the pleasure that I get, that you trust me to watch your house, I should be able to say, okay, and I'll commit myself to be chayim, even though normally shomer is patur on karka. It has to be something, and we're saying the hanah that you get, that people trust you, that's enough to make you meshuvah. Right? I'm receiving something in return. I'm receiving some benefit. That hanah. Right? So in return for me receiving that hanah, that you trust me, I'm mishabing myself further than I am required. So why don't we say the same thing with the hanah that you trust me to watch your shtar, your karka, your hektish? I am mishabing myself to pay, even though alpi halacha, I would not be chayiv to pay. By the way, just to digress, what the kinyan is, what kinyan do you need by karka? So that means that the owner, let's say for the case of a house, the owner of the house gives his handkerchief to the person borrowing the house, the Shabbos guest, and he says, in return for you acquiring my handkerchief, I want to acquire from you a shibud, a responsibility that you're going to pay for anything that happens to the house, even though normally a shomer would be potter because it's karta. Right? So that's what you have to do by a house. So why is it that you don't have to do it when you're upgrading your responsibility to be from a shomer sachar to be like a shoel? I mean, that's the question the Rishonim asks. Tosfos, on the other side, has two answers to this question. Tosfos says, Hacha Patur, Afila Mishvua, by Karka and Hektish, where you're not Chayiv at all. Right? If you are borrowing someone's house, you're borrowing someone's Hektish property, and something happens to it, and they say, where is it? And you say, I'm sorry, it got lost, it got stolen. You don't have to make any shvuah at all. You're completely parted because, like the Mishnah said, there's no din shmira by karka, by hektish, by shtar. So, for you to be chayiv, for you to commit yourself to be chayiv, you have to make a kinyan. And Tosfos doesn't say the second half. But what Lechara he means is, a normal Shomer Sachar, who wants to commit himself to be a Shoel, to be Chayiv like a Shoel, so there, a Shomer Sachar, he's Pater if an unavoidable accident happens, like a Scud. Right? If the Scud comes and ruins the car that he's renting, they'll be Pater, that's an onus. To be Pater, though, he has to make a Shvua. If I don't trust you and you say a Scud hit it, I don't believe you. So you have to make a Shvua to make yourself Pater. That's the din of Shvua Sashomrim. So in a case where you have to make a Shvua to make yourself Pater, meaning you already have more responsibility to be Pater, you have to make a Shvua. So if that's the case, to upgrade yourself to have to pay, all you need to make is an oral commitment. You don't have to make a solid, firm kinyan. But that's, I think, the partial way of understanding Tosfos, that the difference between karka and upgrading levels of shmira is by karka, you're not a shomer at all. You're pater completely, no matter what happens. You don't have to make a shvua, you don't have to pay, you're completely scot-free because there's no din of shmira by karka. So to make yourself chayav, you have to make a kinyan to make yourself to make such a commitment. But upgrading from a shomer sofer to be a shoel, since anyway you already have some commitment, you have to make a shvua to make yourself pater, so to upgrade that commitment from having to make a shvua to have to actually pay, it's sufficient if you just say orally, before you take the item, even though I'm paying for this item, I'm renting it, or even though you're paying me, and I should really only be chayav for gneiv of aveda, I commit myself to pay you even for an onus. That's Tosfos' first answer. Tosfos gives a second answer. Inami. Hasam, kevin shem is chayav kishoel. Since he makes himself chayav like a shoel, right, in the case where he upgrades himself from being a shomer sachar to be chayav like a shoel, Sivurim ha'olam shehishalo, people will think that he actually did borrow it. You know, it's not so easy to borrow someone's car. I could rent it, easy, but it's not so easy to borrow it. But if I say, I'll pay you no matter what, and people somehow find out that I'm responsible for anything that happens, so they're going to think that I borrowed it. So with that benefit, that people think that I had borrowed this car, I'm willing to yochel l'chayvas melios kashal feel a bit varin. It's enough for me to... I'm sorry, that Hanah, he's mishabin himself even with just words. But where it's a matter of someone watching a house, renting a house, whatever he's doing with that house, there he's not upgrading himself to be chayiv like a shoel. He's might be making himself like a shomer sachar, he's part of completely. So you don't have such a svara, Tosfos says. So in that case, to make yourself from a shomer sachar to be a shoel, a shomer chinam to be a shomer sachar, so there you would not need a kinyan, because I'm sorry, by the karka, there you will need a kinyan, because you don't see anywhere that you're getting benefit that people are trusting you. Look, he also says a third teretz. He says where shomer chinam is upgrading himself, at least he's a shomer. So once you're a shomer, you can make yourself into a shoel. You make yourself, once you're in the parish of a shomer, you're already chayiv for pshia, for gneiv of aveda, so then you can make yourself chayiv for onsen. But by karka, there's no din of shmira at all. The whole parish of shomerim doesn't apply to karka. To make yourself a new chayiv, that you have to make a kinyan for. Okay, so those are the answers. And the Ktos says, if you think about them, there's a big difference in halacha that comes out because of that. Just before we get there, the Ktos gives his own teretz, fourth teretz, to answer the kasha. If you recall, months ago we spoke out, why is it, the Ktos brings from Tosfos and Tzuz, Tavon and Vav, why is it that a shomer chinam is chayiv for pshia and a shomer sachar is chayiv for gneiv of aveda and a shoel is chayiv even for an onus? So Tosfos says, he's asking a kasha, he answers it by saying the rules of shomer are based on the Torah look at what people, the way people are. The Torah looks at what's in the das of people, what people have in mind. And the Torah holds that if you are watching something for nothing, you don't want to be fired for anything except negligence. If you're getting paid to watch the item, so you're accepting a little bit more responsibility, so there you're willing to make yourself responsible for theft and loss. If you're borrowing it without having to pay anything, you have all the use of it without any, without having to spend a penny, so then you're willing to make yourself chayiv for anything. Right? That's what Tosfos says. So the Tosfos says, with that principle of Tosfos, we can answer this Dira over here also. It's funny, Tosfos himself didn't. But it says you could use that Tosfos to answer this Kasha. Because the Torah says, look, if you're a Shomer Chinam, you probably want to just be responsible for negligence and not anything else. But if you say you're willing to be responsible for Geneva and Aved and other things, so you said you're willing. So the Torah says, the Torah's talking about Stam people. You say you're different. So you say you're different, so certainly you can make yourself responsible for these extra responsibilities that you accept upon yourself. But by a karka, what are you going to say by a karka? Well, by karka, there's a xeris of tosif that even though the Torah says that when you watch some, when you watching something for free, someone says, can you watch my house for me? And really, you should be chayiv for pshia, or if you get paid to watch it, you should be chayiv for geneva v'aveda. The Torah says, we don't care that normally people are willing to pay for that. There's a xeris of tosif, there's no din of being chayiv for a shomer, to be a shomer for that. So if that's the case, so what you say? And I'm willing to pay for a geneva v'aveda. I'm willing to pay for the pshia. So what you're saying that? The Torah already said that you're willing to pay for pshia or geneva v'aveda and on sin, and still the Torah said that you're putter if you're watching karka or shtaros or hektish. So your mere statement of willingness to accept that responsibility it doesn't mean anything, because we already know you're willing to do that. So there, you have to make a real kinyan to say, look, Alpi Torah, this is karka, and I'm not responsible for anything for karka. But I'm willing to make a kinyan, give me your sudr, and I'll make a shibud for you, I'll make myself responsible to pay if anything happens to this karka. Right? So Kitzos gives a fourth answer. So we have these four answers of the stira, the difference between upgrading your shmira responsibility from shemachinam to shomer sofer, etc., and making yourself chayiv when you're watching karka. That in the first case you don't need a kinyan, the second case you do need a kinyan. Tosfos' first answer was you don't need a kinyan when you're upgrading because it's not such a jump, it's not such a leap, because anyway you have to make a shvua. So you're just saying, not only will I make a shvua, I'll pay, I'll make myself responsible to pay. So you don't need to make a kinyan to add that responsibility. So Tosfos' second teretz was that it's different when you're accepting responsibility to borrow something, because then everyone sees that this person lent you his expensive item, that gives you a certain benefit. For that benefit, you're willing to upgrade even though you don't make a kinyan. The Mukhe Yosef says that if you're in the parasha of Shomer, it's easy to go between one type of Shomer and another once you're in the parasha. If you're not in the parasha at all, like by Karka, there you need to make a kinyan. Then we have the Kitzos, who says that in the normal case of Shmira, the Torah understands what the people think. That's as far as you're willing to go. But if you say you're willing to go further, you have all the right to go further. But in the case of Karka, where the Torah knows what you are willing to do, but nevertheless it says that you're a partner, the fact that you say you're willing to make yourself chayiv doesn't mean anything unless you make a kinyan. But those are the four answers to this question. What happens if you're a shoel, you're borrowed something, and you say, I want to be chayiv for Mesa Machas Melacha, or I, the owner, say, I'll lend you my car, but I'm worried that it might die along the road, and you'll be potter because it's Mesa Machas Melacha, and it'll be all Shaila, was it because you misused it, or was it really dying because it was natural, it was Mesa Machas Melacha, and I want you to be chayiv no matter what. Right? What would Halacha be? And the Shoel agrees. Shoel agrees. And this was, Mishpat Shlomo says this exact case. So the Ketos says it depends on which answer you answer this question with. According to Tosfos' first answer, first he brings that it seems to be a machlokas Rishonim, the Miri himself says it's a shaila yesh la pik in sorry kinyan imlav. The Shita seems to say that it does need a kinyan. The Ritval seems to say that there does need a kinyan. The Tosis wants to say that. The Tosis wants to say that this is dependent on the two answers of Tosis. What's the reason when you upgrade your shmir from being a shemachinim to a shoel, do you not need to make a kinyan? If it's like Tosfos said that I don't need to upgrade myself because anyway I'm chayiv to make a shvua to be pater. Right? I'm not stock free. To be pater, I'm going to have to make a shvua to say it really was mesa machas melacha or it's really an onus. Right? That's what Tosfos is talking about. So the Tosfos says the same thing as buying mesa machas melacha. There's no difference between a shemachinim making himself like a shoel, because for the shemachinim to be pater, he would have to make a shvua to say that it was an onus. And therefore, we go the next step and say he could therefore commit himself to pay monetarily without any kinyan, because anyway he was high of shvua. So the Ksar says the same thing. Since a shoel to be pater by mesa machas melacha, he took the car out and died on the road, and the owner doesn't believe what happened. So to be pater, he had to make a shvua. That was really mesa machas melacha. So since anyway he's chayiv to make a shvua, so he could commit himself to be chayiv to pay without making any kinyan. So the Tosas, according to the Tosas, his first teretz, the halacha is that a shoel can commit himself to be chayiv for anything that happens, and even mesa machas melacha, without making any kinyan, because he was chayiv a shvua anyway, and he's just upgrading himself to make himself chayiv a monetary payment if it's mesa machas melacha. So according to Tosfos' first answer, the condition will work. You don't need a kinyan. But according to Tosfos' second answer, why is it that we say a shamachinam can make himself like a shoel? That's because with the benefit that people look at him like a shoel. He's willing to make himself chayiv. He's mishavid himself like a shoel. But that's only to be mechayiv himself like a shoel. We don't see anywhere that a person's, there's no such shomer that's chayiv for mesa machas melacha. We don't see any such halacha that should push him up to that second stage. So according to Tosfos' second teretz, Tosfos says, as much as you say, I'm borrowing your car and I'll be chayiv no matter what happens, I'll borrow your mixmaster and even if it breaks in the middle when it's working, I didn't do anything wrong with it, I'll be chayiv, you're not chayiv, because you need to make a kinyan to make such a chiyuv. And based on that, since you've come to the shir and someone wants to borrow it from you and you want them to be chayiv for everything, you'll tell them, make a kinyan. I'll give you my handkerchief and with that I want you to make yourself chayiv for mesa machas melacha. So that's what Tosfos starts with. Then he says, according to the Mukhe Yosef, which is the Shas is similar, like the other third reason. What was the third answer? The third answer why you could upgrade without making a kinyan was because once you're in the parsha of being a shomer, once you're in the parsha, so you can go from shomer sachar to shomer shoel, shomer chinam to shomer sachar. You can upgrade up any notch you want to do. And that's the shach says. He says it's kiyul, he's kabalti. It's like I already accepted that responsibility to be a shoel. But that only works to be one of those four classic shomer that we have. Shomer chinam, shomer sachar, sochir, sim halacha, or a shoel. But to be a super shoel, a shoel should be chayiv for even mesa machas melacha, we don't see anywhere from this svara of the Nevi Yosef from the Shach that should work. So the Tosfos is agreeing to that answer also. Just a mere oral commitment to be chayiv for mesa machas melacha will not help. You have to make a kinyan. According to Tosfos' own reason, he doesn't speak it out, but according to his own reason, right, the Tosfos' own answer, that he said that to upgrade you don't need to make a kinyan because you're saying what you hold and the Torah normally thinks that you're part, and now you're willing to make yourself chayiv by karka is different, because there we see that even though you're willing to make yourself chayiv, the Torah says you're part. So according to Ksos's own answer, you would not need a kinyan to make yourself chayiv because the Torah says normally a shoel, the Torah looks at a shoel and says, look, he's borrowing it, he's willing to make himself chayiv for anything. But to be chayiv for mesa machas melacha, like the Gemara says, did I borrow it, then it should be locked up in the cage. I borrowed it to use it, so I should be chayiv for mesa machas melacha. But if you say you're willing to commit yourself to paper, it may samach to malach, for anything that happens, so that commitment will work. By a karka, it won't work, because the Torah knows that anyway, that you are willing to pay, and you say you want to pay also, so that doesn't happen unless you make a kinyan. You know, to be high for an onus, and certainly for meisamach malacha, you would need to make a kinyan. Right? So the ktos comes out that it depends on which answer you use. There'll be a machlokis if you want to upgrade your she'ela, you want to upgrade your loan of this item to be high for meisamach malacha also, there'll be a machlokis rishonim whether you need to make a kinyan. Right, so there comes out three halachos according to the ktos. If you're borrowing karka, if you're borrowing a house, or a shtar, a passport, whatever item you want, type of shtar you want to borrow for whatever reason, so there to upgrade, to make yourself chayiv for a meisam achas malacha, or for anything by a karka, you have to make a kinyan for sure. There's no shayla. Gemara says to be make yourself chayiv, and this is pasuk in Shulchan Aruch, to make yourself chayiv. If you borrow a house, you have to make a kinyan. To upgrade your shlichus, your shmira, to be like from a shomer chinam to a shomer mesachar to a shoel. So everyone agrees, the Gemara concludes, Rabbi Yochanan says, you don't need a kinyan for that. Right? The stira, we had these four answers. To upgrade your she'ela, if you borrow something, and you are upgrading yourself to make yourself chayiv, even for meisam achas malacha, so that will be a machlokes rishonim based on these answers, to answer the contradiction between the two Gemaras that we had. That's the way the Ktos comes out. Now, it's not so simple, because the Nesivos throws in another answer. The Nesivos says, he says you don't have to get into this whole stira, this whole difference between upgrading and not upgrading. He says there's a big difference over here. If a Shoel wants to make himself chai from Meisam Achas Malacha, you don't need any kinyan there. Because what's the case of Meisam Achas Malacha? You borrowed someone's cow, and as you're driving it, it breaks down. The cow dies. As you're using it, you're plowing with it, and it dies. Suppose you were not a shoel. Suppose you hadn't borrowed it, and you just went to his house, and you took it out, and you started plowing with it, and it died. Well, you certainly would be fired, because you're a mazik. You're a mazik, right? You took a cow, and you plowed with it, and it died. You're a mazik. So to be chayiv for such an occurrence, you don't need to make a kinyan for that. What you're saying is, look, I'm borrowing your cow, and I'm agreeing that if it's meisam achas malacha, I won't be a shoel. I'm relinquishing my rights as a shoel. As being a shoel, the Torah says, meisam achas malacha, I'm potter. It's a svara, the Gemara says, that I'm potter. So I'm relinquishing that right to make myself potter, and I'll make myself chayiv like a non-shomer, like someone who was mazik your property. I'll be a regular mazik. A shomer chinam upgrading to a shomer sachar, or to a shoel. There, he doesn't. Right there, you don't have this svara. There, you might need a kinyan, if not for these other reasons that we said. Because over there, how does it get damaged? It gets stolen. It gets swept away by a hurricane. An onus happens. So I wasn't the mazik over there. I might not even touch it. I put it in my house, and then some armed robber came and took it away. I'm not a mazik, but so there you need a chiddush to say you don't need a kinyan. But for a shoel to say that he'll be willing to be chayiv for meisam achas malacha, the Nesivos says that's no chiddush. You're just saying that you're relinquishing your rights as a shoel. So what are you? You're a mazik. You're autom a mazik. So of course you're chayiv. You ran the animal to death. Unauthorized. You're chayiv as a mazik. That's what the Nesiva says. The Nesiva says it's pashut that you don't have to make any kinyan. As soon as you orally committed yourself to pay for meisam achas malacha, you're going to be chayiv for that because you're adam hamazik. And the Aruch HaShulchan, and this puts weight into it, the Aruch HaShulchan first brings the ktsos, then he brings the Nesivas, and he says, chayim v'kuladina, like the Nesivos. So the Bas HaChoshen Yes HaKasha, or this Nesivos and Aruch HaShulchan, I'm not sure if I understand the Kasha, so Mishpat Shalom also asks it. And that is, we've learned there are cases of Adam, of Meisam Achas Malacha, where you l'chora not an olam hamazir. Right? We talked about the case where you borrowed a cat to chase the mice away, and the mice went and ate up the cat. Right? We spoke about that case. So you weren't olam hamazir there. You didn't kill the cat. You didn't, you know, use the cat to death. You should be olam hamazir. You left it out there. It was supposed to eat up the mice, and instead the mice ate the cat up. Right, so that's Mesa Max Malach, we said, and you're parted. So how would the Nesivas work in that case? The Nesivas say, well, I'm relinquishing my right to be a Shoal, and then I'll become an Adam and Mazik, but you weren't Mazik at there. So the Tzibas HaChoshen doesn't understand how the Nesivas Svar will work in a case like that to be Mesa Max Malach. Now, I don't hear the Kasha so well, because I don't know if you have to be an Adam and Mazik. Maybe what the Nesivas is saying is, I'm borrowing your cat. Normal cases are, if I didn't say anything, I'll be patur if it's Mesa Max Malacha, if it dies while it's chasing the mites. But over here I'm saying that if it dies while chasing the mites, I'm relinquishing my rights as a Shoah. So what would the halacha be if I went into your house and I took your cat, or right, and I put the cat into my house and it started and it died from it? So that could be still Adam HaMazik, even though I didn't actually kill it, but because I took it from your house and brought it to my house, and however I have to make a kin to be a Shoel, and I put it in my house, so then maybe that's what he means, that it's lapped up Adam HaMazik, but so I'm a ganav. I'm just relinquishing my patur as a Shoel, not that I'm actually a Adam HaMazik. But anyway, that's what the Nesivah says, the actual Kompaskin's Isvara, that in all these cases, as long as you say, as long as you're a Shoah and you say you want to be part of Mesa Machzalacha, you certainly don't need a Kenyan. So reviewing these cases we had in the past weeks, it'll come out like this. In cases where you lent, like the case with a couple weeks ago, you lent the Sefer Torah, and we said he's not really a Shoel because he agreed to be Magia, and that's worth money. He agreed to fix it along the way, and that's like he's renting it. In return for using the Sefer Torah, he's paying for the Hagos along the way. So you want him to be Chaya, though, for an onus. So if you want to be Chaya for any onus, so then all you have to do is tell him, I want you to be Chaya, and his commitment counts, because he's upgrading himself from being a Shomer Sachar to be a Shoel. That there's no Shaila about. But if you want him to upgrade, if he's a real Shoel, and by the way, that would also be like the case we said, by Dvar Mitzvah, if you borrow the Sefer Torah or Dvar Mitzvah, and because the Futur of Yosef, he's considered like Sofer, he gave him some money, there also, you can make yourself, I'll lend you my talis, I'll lend you my lulav, but I want you to be chayav for an onus also, even though you might only be a shomer sachar according to those tools. But if I want to upgrade you to be from a shoel to be chayav even from Mesa Machs Malacha, so that we saw according to the Ketosis and Machlokas Rishonim, according to Nesivas Aruch HaShulchan, they hold that it's simple that you can upgrade yourself without a kinyan, but to avoid problems, it would probably be advisable to get the shoel to make a kinyan. Back to our case, the first case we started, the Rashbitz's case of the Scuds. You borrowed a house for Shabbos, and you're not paying anything. Right? If you said, be a favor, you want your house watched, you know, we'll make sure someone's there all the time, and you know, so then you're a soldier. You're giving some shmira in return. But you're, let's say, not that. You're just borrowing, you're not giving anything, you're pure shoel. You're borrowing the house, you're not receiving anything in, the owner's not receiving anything in return. So in that case, there really seems to be nothing to talk about, because it's karka. And even if he said, I'll pay for anything that happens, it won't mean a thing, because to be hired for a parking, you make a kinyan. There was no sugar. Yeah, so we said in the past that a house, that even though someone to say a house might be tolish to the Sof Chibro, right, the house was bricks, and but most, if not all, Poskim can do that, it's considered karka. Not only that, the mechubala karka, the window shades, the cabinets, all those things also, that's all karka. So there, even if I said, can I borrow your house and I'll take care of any responsibility, and that won't mean anything unless you make a kinyan. Now, Rosh Bisto says, there's a halacha, the Sma says, it's in Shin Chachas, that you go by Minhag HaMedina. All these halachas we learn is only when there's no Minhag HaMedina. And he holds, in Eretz Yisrael at least, the Minhag HaMedina is, if you borrow someone's house, or you rent someone's house, even though a pi halacha, a pi din Torah, if you rent someone's house, you won't be responsible for an unavoidable onus that happens. But the contracts usually say that I will pay for anything except normal wear and tear, like the walls need to be painted. If you leave the apartment, then they need to be painted. You don't have to pay for that. But the contracts usually say you're willing to pay for all wear and tear. And that's become the minhag that everyone writes it, in Eretz Yisrael at least. So he says, since that's the minhag, so even though normally if you rent a house or borrow a house, you're not paying for anything, because you're not considered a shomer for karka. Since the minhag has become that people do commit themselves to pay for damages that happen to the house when they're in it, so even if you fail to say it, the minhag medina is stronger than everything we've talked about, and you'd be chayiv. However, he concludes, so that lechosh should make him chayiv for the scud over here. However, he concludes that the minhag medina is that you're only chayiv for normal things that happen. You know, not normal, even an onus. But what they call in America an act of God, you know, things that insurance doesn't pay for, things that are completely out of the ordinary, like for a fire. So a fire, he could be the minhag in Eretz Yisrael, the renter or the borrower commits himself to pay for that, because that's an onus, and it's an onus that could happen sometimes. Fires happen. But something like a scud, or if it's a tornado or something like that, that he says that the minhag is not to accept responsibility for that. So he concludes that certainly for the karka, the house itself, the things attached to the house, the shades, the borrower will not be chayiv, because in general you're not chayiv for any shmira of karka, and over here certainly not because it was an unusual thing. But even the furniture, where you might say, well, that's borrowing metaltalin, he's borrowing it, so he should be chayiv for an onus. And he normally would be chai for an onus, we'll talk about that next time, I think. He would be chai for a normal onus for the furniture, but an onus like this, like the scud missile, so there, he won't be chayiv, because it was such an unusual thing. And the Minhag HaMedina is not to be chayiv for such unusual occurrences.